is if Plan B or C is adopted, it is possible for at least 50% of the 3,500 nightly rental homes to be sold as permanent resident homes. With this number of homes on the market at one time, it can drive down the value substantially, resulting in diminished tax revenue for the county. For those reasons, we urge you to vote for Plan A. And then move on to other things that will make this county even greater than it already is. I speak for a group of my friends and fellow owners that are doing nightly rentals, and if I could just get them to show by a raise of their hand those so that you can see that it's not just me speaking, but I'm speaking for them also.
Okay. Thank you. Barb Durnham.
Good evening. My name is Barb Durham, and I manage Sunset Realty Services in Branson. We're a small independent real estate company with a team of full-time realtors and staff, and we also manage about 100 vacation rentals throughout Stone and Taney County. Just to give you an idea how this affects a small company, in 2016, our realtors assisted 117 buyers and sellers throughout the area to purchase real estate and sell real estate. Of those transactions, over 25% of the buyers purchased second homes that they put on a vacation rental program while they weren't using them. And some of those buyers are with us tonight. I feel like if you further restrict the ability of these owners to offset their expenses by using their properties as vacation rentals, you're going to see a drop in our real estate sales in our area, and because they're going to go to other locations where they can produce income and still enjoy the use of their vacation home. That's why I'm encouraging you all to vote for Plan A. So, thank you.
When you come up here to speak, don't leave so fast, because somebody might. I mean, I'm sure you'd like to go sit down, but
nope.
Some of these boys might have some questions for you.
Is that your opinion that 25% of them would do that?
Or no, that's just based on our numbers from our company for 2016. 25% of the people, we had 117 and 30 purchased homes to put on vacation rental programs. Three of those transactions were vacation rental programs.
Where are those homes?
Well, different condos. It's Stone and Taney, and I didn't have time to.
Are they condos or single-family homes?
Mostly condos and some single-family, some in Branson Creek, Fall Creek, Point Royale, Stonebridge.
What subdivisions are they in, the Fall Creek? Is it in the Fall Creek?
Fall Creek, Point Royale, Branson Creek, I said Stonebridge, Lantern Bay,
okay.
A lot of different places throughout the area. And then not all of the owners came on to our program. Some of them managed their own and everything like that, but we assisted them.
Okay. Anybody else?
Those were the ones that you sold out of here.
Out of our company, out of Sunset Realty, yes. That's like I said,
and we're specializing, right?
Well, yes. I guess you would say that we have three full-time realtors,
right.
And then myself and another licensed agent.
Okay. Anybody ask any questions? Thank you, Barb.
You betcha.
Dick Heidner.
Heidner.
Is that your wife, Cindy?
Cindy, yes. Cindy. She's here. Thank you, gentlemen. My name is Dick Heider, and I would like to make some comments on the proposals. And first, I want to refer to some of the assumptions or reasons stated in the memo that was included in the packet as far as a reason why you might wish to elect option A. The first reason or statement related to the fact that Stone and Taney County are the only two counties in Missouri that regulate nightly rentals. To me, when I read that, the implication was because none of the other counties do it, that would be a reason for us to get in line with every other county within the state. I think Camden County actually attempts to enforce its nightly rental program. They're in a court case involving that right now. But I think the reason why Stone and Taney County have regulations on nightly rentals is because of the tourism industry, whereas counties throughout the rest of the state, you pick any, Adair County, Knox County, Lincoln County, Iron County, they don't have tourism, so they don't have this kind of problem. I don't think the inference that because we're the only two counties that have that, that that means we're out of step. I think really the correct answer, the correct question to that is to answer the question, do we need regulations like this on nightly rentals? And a second reason alluded to in the memo was that if you eliminated the nightly rental program, the sheriff would be able to enforce any of the criminal statutes, and the property owners of the home associations would be able to enforce, I think you used the term, other enforcement activities. Now, I'm not sure exactly what was implied there. First of all, the sheriff does now enforce all the criminal statutes in the county, and I think the ones that are sort of alluded to in the memo are things like assault, peace disturbance, drug usage, alcohol usage involving intoxication, etc. And he's going to continue to enforce those afterwards. Presently, not having a nightly rental permit is a misdemeanor that is punishable. It's a criminal offense, and it is punishable under the state statutes. If you eliminate by adopting option A, it will no longer be an offense. There will be no enforcement by the sheriff's department. There will be nothing for him to enforce in that regard. That leaves the enforcement, if there is any, to these other alternatives or other activities. The only ones that I am familiar with would be enforcement by a home association of their regulations or covenants contained within the development itself that are reflected in the deeds. However, where I live, and you all are familiar with that because we were here last summer, we have no home association. There is nothing for a home association to do for us because it doesn't exist. Our covenants are one page long. They were written in 1958. They don't address nightly rentals. Nightly rentals was not an issue back then, nearly 80 or 60 years ago. So if you adopt option A and eliminate a nightly rental program, we have no remedy. We were here last summer because two houses in our 24 subdivision are being used as nightly rentals. And the individual seeking those permits supplied no information to the commission. He just signed an application and sought to have you approve that. Well, you denied it. But he's continued to rent them. There were renters there on New Year's Day, on Christmas Day, and in the months since the hearing. He did not appeal it. And we are left now, the only remedy we have is to seek enforcement through the courts through the sheriff, because not having a nightly rental permit is presently a misdemeanor. The other aspect of your memo that indicated a reason for perhaps selecting option A was because of the burden on the commission for the process that you have to go through to approve these nightly rentals. I suggested, and I sent a letter earlier that outlines two steps, and I'll point them out again, two steps that I thought you could take as a commission perhaps to eliminate the burden that you feel in having to deal with the magnitude of this problem. One of them was in nightly rental situations to eliminate the concept hearing. I've attended several concept hearings, and it seems that the very limited amount of information you get is also basically contained in the application. So I think you could consider waiving or just doing away with the concept for nightly rentals. The other thing that I think you could do, and I saw it in the case last summer, where the homeowner in our neighborhood applied, he supplied no supporting information, nothing. I think you could require the homeowner who applies for a nightly rental to supply all the documentation that you need. Failing to do so, it would be or could be an automatic denial of the permit or the application. In that way, you could reduce the burden. I think option A is the worst alternative because for many places in the county, there are no associations, there are no covenants. People didn't write those kind of covenants years ago when a lot of these places developed. And particularly for those of us in single-family neighborhoods, we don't have a practical remedy to even bring up the issue of nightly rentals if someone begins to establish it. The other final point I'd like to make is that if you do adopt option A, and there are no nightly rentals, going forward, should the commission at some time in the future decide, oh, maybe we do need nightly rentals, you will have grandfathered in all of the people out here now who want to have nightly rentals. That includes the fellow that applied last summer in our neighborhood. In effect, adopting exhibit or option A will just simply allow him to go forward with his rentals. So I think you need to remember that you can grandfather in, and then you'll have a bigger problem to try and deal with in the future if you ever wanted to try and then regulate these places again. So I strongly suggest that you use option A as your last resort. I think there are other things you can do procedurally to perhaps minimize your burden without eliminating the regulation entirely. Options B and C, I suppose, would be preferable, although I think the current regulations seem to work fine. Thank you very much.
Anybody got any questions?
Yes. You said the, where do you live?
I live down in, my address is in Hollister, but I'm down by Big C.
Hey, you need to talk to us, not them.
Oh, I was trying to answer his question. Sorry.
You said that the nightly rental, that even though it was denied,
yes,
he was still using as a nightly rental.
He still is. He has all.
It's been rented through the holidays.
It's been rented all since 2016, the entire time, before he applied, after he applied.
So with that being rented out that way, is it disrupting the neighborhood?
Yes.
Is it causing a lot of problems in the neighborhood besides other people besides you?
It's causing everybody in the neighborhood a problem, and I believe at the hearing, practically every one of my neighbors was here. It was a large crowd when...
I remember it myself. Yeah.
But it is. It was causing traffic problems. There are people parking in the streets. They're bringing boats. Our street is very narrow, and they're blocking the streets. They're parking in the grass. They're bringing five and six cars in and trying to park them and squeeze them in a little driveway. It was a disaster, it still is, for our entire neighborhood. There are some of my neighbors here tonight as well.
They didn't sign up to speak, so.
Well,
yes, we did.
Some of them did.
Well, some of you might have, but not right now. Anybody else got any more questions?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
If they did not receive a certificate of compliance, in other words, they're not in compliance now, even though they're continuing to operate. We're not an enforcement body here, but
say
they're not going to be grandfathered in because they didn't have a certificate of compliance to begin with.
All right, but as soon as if you adopt option A, there are no more regulations.
I know, but that don't affect them anymore.
Oh, sure, it does.
Anyone else, in my vision.
Well, no, they'll be able to start nightly rentals again in 2017, 2018, if there are no regulations. They're out.
If there's no regulations, everyone here can start one.
Correct. That's my point. If you eliminate...
But they don't have any special favors just because they've got one started that is out of compliance.